Welcome to the 90 Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist. I'm here to get you where you want to go. In life, so often we focus on those things that we're not good at, and we try to improve those things. And in business, especially if you have people working for you, typically we focus on the weaknesses and we try to get them better at those areas where we're weak or where they're weak. Now, what if instead you took a different strategy? What if instead you just focused on areas where you were strong and you got even better in those areas? And so instead of taking the time to get somebody better at something they're not good at, right? A person who's not very computer literate to get really good on a computer. Maybe that's not a great use of their time. But if that same person is great in front of people and an excellent salesperson, if you could spend more time honing those skills so they become even better at selling, right? And instead, maybe you find somebody else to handle the computer aspect of that business for them. Or you just give them enough to get by with it without having the expectations too high. Now you're in a much better position. And the other thing we know, if you're particularly good at something, you probably like doing it. And if you're not good at something, you probably don't like doing it. I mean, it's common sense. That's just how things work. So rather than spending time in an area of weakness for something you really don't like, if you took that time and spent it on an area of strength, you would excel, right? And you'd be much, much better. So the thought here, especially as a manager, if you're trying to get your people up to speed, you're trying to make, you know, get them to be more productive, maybe spending more time on things that they're actually good at and building on those skills and getting them even better at what they're doing and where they're already excelling. Maybe that's a better use of your time for training and for development. It just makes sense if you think about it. And if you could find the opportunity to fill some of those gaps or have other people fill the gaps for the weaknesses, then you're in a much better place all the way around. So just think about it for yourself. Think about it as a manager for your employees. Think about how you can get people better at what they're already doing. That's it. And there's a lot of studies out there that look at this. And the argument is that, you know, from the standpoint of productivity increase, you do far better focusing on people's strengths than you do their weaknesses from a coaching and training perspective. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. And if you yourself haven't subscribed, just go to iTunes and hit the subscribe button if you would. And while you're there, if you'd be so kind as to leave a review, I would really appreciate it. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. For today, I just want you to look at those areas in your life where you think that you're particularly strong. Look at those areas of weakness where you think you could be better. And rather than focusing on the weak areas, pick a strength or two to really focus on and build yourself in. And do the same for your employees. Rather than going down the road of looking for what's wrong, look at what's right and get them better at what they're already good at. And you will see an incremental improvement in terms of their productivity.